The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Here we go, let's hear what they say. Now we go, we're on our way. Escape to reality. Escape to reality. Escape to reality. Escape to reality.
Woo-hoo. Welcome everyone to Escape to Reality podcast with Justine.
And Geneva, hello, friends. We're here. Love during lockup. Okay, before it's out of my head, I got to talk about the tweet that you put up or somebody, the link.
Am I seeing that wrong?
Where Indy is wearing an ankle bracelet? No, it looks like a legit ankle.
It's not from merch either. It's a jailbreaker. What are they called? Ankle bracelet? A home?
Right, but
what's it called? Stay at home bracelet. What's it called?
Stay at home bracelet sounds like a COVID term. Everybody stay at home.
House arrest. House arrest.
Confinement. Home confinement. Yes.
The Lindsay Lohan.
Yeah, but if she is, and then she's with the mom, and they're out in Ohio. Like, how would that work?
We need a lot of answers.
You think she's just wearing it to like feel sympathetic for him or something? Like,
no, I don't think she is. But is it not that? And it looks like that. What pisses me off is they need to bring that up. That's a huge factor. I'm even still angry that they didn't tell us. I know Rachel didn't want to talk about her other kid, but her having another child with someone else is a huge factor in her whole life.
Yeah. Yeah. I know.
Like, how can they hide that? Tell us this stuff. By far. Okay, her and Ty were great, but something Indy's a special kind of person.
I couldn't agree more. The scene with the sister, I loved so much because it's like there is a
she's heaven,
like a psychoticness to Indy. And psychoticness is not the word.
Scary.
Like, when she's sitting there and she's
a little
like,
off.
My mom and my brother and my family support me and like they help out. So I'm expecting his family to take the same role. It's like, excuse me? Like,
well, she's kind of saying they're going to pay for them, right?
Life. Right. It was nuts. And she's like, she's dead ass serious, too. That's what I think is striking to everyone. Like, even the sister
it's
was
scary
because it's like she does mean everything she's saying. And like she believes her psychic, like she would run in front of a bus if the psychic told her like to do it.
And guide the number guiding things. I used to listen to this dumb show on Sirius Radio. And they would have the numbers lady on and I actually called in one time. I'm so stupid. It's so dumb. The numbers and people, she wouldn't buy a house. I bet you if it didn't go up to a number that she wants it to be on or what the psychic says.
Right. No, that's what I'm saying. Like
she and Tyler are both eights. Do you know what your number is?
No idea. I don't even know what you're talking about.
You have to add like, 2 plus like 1 plus 3 plus your years plus 1 plus 9 plus 8 plus 6. And then if you got like a 1 and a 2, you'd be a 3. And then there's a whole guide of how your life will go with that.
Never
who
heard
should
of
be
this.
With and all that. Numerology. Ah. Another dumbass thing, just like horoscopes.
yeah.
For people who have no life.
Indy's special.
Oh, that lady's there's selling just calendars. Of when a happy days of when you should have surgery. People are planning their entire life by this number lady's calendar. It's
right,
a whole
right.
racket. Yeah.
Yeah. It's a Ponzi scheme. Like anything else.
it's a hustle.
Oh God.
What did you think? Now her mom being such a badass chick, how can she raise such a sociopath who believes in all this? Not that it's anything wrong with it, but you got to take it with a grain of salt. It's all fun, but you don't change your whole life, especially when you have a child.
Crazy.
Children.
I mean, the mom's nuts too. Forcing the walk. Like, look, they took her right over
I loved
here.
It.
Like, it was
they're
hilarious.
Desperate.
They're
and they're in the store hustling her or yelling at her at the ATM. I mean, they must have. Mm-hmm. The brother is a hot piece of ass.
Yeah, he is. He's
cute.
I don't know. This whole family, this is just such a disaster.
Can you imagine if your whole entire family, they must really love her, because if my brother said, I'm moving somewhere, I'd say, see you later, you loser. I'll see you when you get back. Everybody left their life to go on vacation or wherever to Ohio to see this through. Well, and even, it's nuts.
Even when she walks out before, in the beginning, when before she goes sees the sister, she's like, well, somebody, who's going to babysit? Like, who's going to, it's like, what are you, the Queen of England? And all these people work for you? I'm so
right.
Confused. It's crazy. What's her energy's
birth order
wild.
Here?
I don't know.
It
she
is.
She has the power over the whole family.
And if she was in jail, though, how do they not bring this up? If she has an ankle bracelet, how is she allowed to be doing this? There has to, she might, that must not be an ankle bracelet, right? But it looks like one.
Can't be. We posted this on our story. We'll put it on Twitter too, so you guys can see Escape 2 Pod. Please tell me your thoughts. I'm very interested to know. I don't know.
The tweet.
It looks
right.
like an ankle bracelet. We'll put up the picture. Yeah.
Blew me away.
Yeah.
I love his sister. And
loved her.
She's with the tattoos and
yeah,
she's worried.
Great. Very concerned.
Well, I got a one bedroom apartment here. I can't be, you can't be moving it.
Let us not
forget. Can you imagine?
She calmly said she would like kill him before he could leave her or something. Like, it was some, you know, like she's Indy's nuts. And I think anybody who spends 5 minutes with her can like see the energy, you know,
her energy is really crazy.
Yeah.
I think she's a little bit crazy. She's crazy. In Indy, I think it'd be smarter if I got an apartment and this and that. Nothing is smarter. Your whole, there's nothing. Sorry, Indy. Your mom dropped you when she was
crazy.
On the run towards somebody. I don't know. I love her mom. She thinks she can talk to Indy like she's 5 driving away. Indy is going to run your foot over. No one's scaring Indy. Indy's in love.
Indy's listening to her psychic.
Indy's got to return the U-Haul. She's getting charged daily. I'm just blowing through my savings.
You oh, yeah. I love how she said that, too. It's just really happening. It's like, oh, God. I don't know. We'll see. We'll see.
I can't take you in. Can you imagine if your brother's girlfriend shows up? He's in jail.
She's like expecting you to be her caretaker.
And who are they meeting? Some private investigator who researched the case? And the reenactment killed me, though.
That was hilarious.
That is a very aggressive thing to do. There's, you don't date people like that.
No, no, not at all.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what we blew?
Time.
Absolutely blew on the Thai interview, and I apologize to everybody. We did not ask her if she's been arrested.
I thought the same thing.
She said acts of violence, which is like,
I know.
Sounds like fucking Batman. Like,
I thought the same thing.
So
and she was so calm.
No, but. You see the way that she see, I would never I would never be in a situation where I'm waiting for someone to come confront me about my nudes. I hope, thank God, I pray. But the way she calmly is like, I've been waiting here too long. Like, I'm getting set up. Like, just the calculating nature of which she like knows how to deal with situations like this makes you realize Ty has probably been in some shit. I think
to me, it seems kind of staged.
It might
be with what's her with. I loved the hairdresser or whoever she is, the owner and worker. She's hilarious. Beautiful face. Yeah. The way Ty left and she's looking around, I guess, seemed kind of legitimate. Then all of a sudden, Boston, she's mic'd up. She's rolling in. She's ready. She has a confessional all of a sudden.
Right.
And now it seems like they've definitely met before. They've definitely been in bars together in Buffalo. How
in Buffalo. I think the most annoying thing to me
seemed a little sketchy there.
That like the two women can sit here and we're dropping nudes and we're in our boyfriend's Facebook and he's been talking
passwords
for years. It's just like, what are we doing? Where's the blame? There's someone literally locked up and there's two free people who are battling
fighting
it out. What power? What a manipulator. It's amazing. It really is. It's crazy.
It's sad. And Ty is a beautiful woman, and Buffalo or Boston, she should be called Buffalo. Boston was cute, but the way Boston seemed like a less of an actress, maybe Ty's, I don't know. It seemed either redone the whole, either it happened before and it was restaged, but Boston's face gave it away for me that she kind of, she was ready for the camp. I don't know.
Yeah. Like,
I hope
like
not.
Where's Ty? Right. Right. Right.
Or no, just, it was like, it was redone. Mm-hmm. And I want to see fresh stuff. Mm-hmm. but I love the whole thing. If someone was like, calling me that much, Boston, no. Obviously, if you're calling someone 100 times a day, that's a full-time job.
Nuts.
That's probably, you could probably get arrested for that, right? As yes. You said, like harassment or.
I think so. No one's called. Anybody tries to call me more than once, it's a red flag for me.
It is. Once. Yeah, I probably do. It's mentally, it's a mental illness. If you call people 100 times a day means yes. That they will yes. Kill you or they will do something yes. To hurt your family or something.
Yeah. Yeah. Or they'll release your nudes. You know what I mean? It's right in line yeah. With her behavior, honestly. It's
right.
Psychotic. Yeah.
I love the salon worker talking, though. Why would you do that? That's a little much. Or whatever she was saying.
Yeah, a little extreme.
She's right in the middle of it. She set up. I know. Then she set up Hottie with him, and then the other Boston right. Is in the salon,
and then she was
too.
Like, he's playing both of them. It's like, that actually is exactly what's happening. It's crazy.
But it's still, if it's still happening, I don't know when this was filmed.
I know.
The voice in the back of my head says common sense. That's so funny. Well,
hey,
we'll
there
see.
Is always that voice. All right, let's talk.
I don't know, Ty. You got to move on from Hottie.
Yeah, absolutely.
Gonna get you killed.
Another eight. Santiba. Did I get it right?
Wow. I'd say no. Santiba too.
Even when her hair is down, there's still like a mini pigtail situation happening. Like she like puts up just a little bit along the side of the head to like still tell you the red flags there.
She scares me.
Yeah. I mean, I just love she's packing the lingerie. I'm showing it off to someone who's going to love me. I got a hotel. I'm driving him. I get him for no matter what happens, I get him for 5 hours. Then, that's what she said. It was nuts.
She's going to be the phone call. Giving him hand jobs in the car. Get a for. So when did it happen? I thought he was trying not to get picked up by her, which I think he still is trying to. Avoider, right?
Right, probably is. And then he'll be like, you know,
he's
what
lying.
Happened? We got out. And, yeah. You know, I just didn't know. I didn't know what was going to happen.
That's you what know, I think.
I do. It's just the one thing that I do feel for like all these people, because like he could be fucking with her, but we've seen it happen where they actually do like change their dates. It's just like how much you're at the mercy of like just like fucking
some
paperwork
wackadoo.
With the government.
Oh, yeah.
Private right. Prison. You know what I mean? Like you're fucked. You're just at the mercy of all these idiots. It's terrible.
And with COVID, they can make up so many excuses now.
Exactly. To either keep and you,
they
like
can make up new rules like, no matter what.
Yeah.
God, can you imagine being in freaking prison during COVID times? Oh, no. My God.
No.
And all the probably the perks, the small window of hope that you got is probably shut down.
Totally.
Probably way more people just sitting in their cells. Oh, my God.
Ugh, terrible.
Better pay my taxes, right? Or I'm gonna end up there.
I know. Every year.
Her, what about her friends texting the mom? They reminded me of Kate Hudson in 10 Ways I
yes.
Hate a Guy or whatever.
Yes.
That movie was great, but terrible title.
It was. Oh, that brings up what I watched. I watched The Girl in the Door next to the whatever.
Oh, did you? Uh-huh. Another okay. Terrible title.
Definitely didn't know that it's like a spoof of like all those books. And like, I just put it on because I was like, oh, I kind of like her, whatever. I didn't realize
yeah.
It was a spoof of like murder novels. And so I watched it as if it was a serious thing. And I guess I was not in on the joke. And,
is it serious, but it isn't serious or something, right?
Yeah, at the end, honestly, I was laughing. I'm not going to give anything away for the people that will watch it. But it was like, and I thought it was just a bad show. I didn't realize it was like trying to be a spoof. So I almost feel
and
like
it's Kristen Bell.
Yeah, and she's good. Yeah.
Yeah, she gets the work, doesn't she?
She does.
I'm kind of turning right. On Kristen Bell.
Yeah. She was fine. Weird show. All right, back to
Did you like The Heaven Show? Sorry.
The Heaven Show.
I didn't watch it.
I did, but I wasn't like obsessed like the rest of the world.
Yeah.
What else here? Oh, her
Santiba and the friends.
Yeah.
She's got the bad influence friend and then the normal friend who hates her and doesn't hate her. But
I mean, I loved her being like, I never believed this was a fantasy. Like, this is my reality. Like, this is going to be my reality. It's like, oh, my God.
It could be gone a week, 2 weeks, a month. Who knows? I'll buy new clothes. That's the way to think. Anything could happen.
Yeah.
Anything
Life is your oyster. Oh, it's good.
He calls up. his voice does not match his face. He's more handsome than his voice.
Yeah, which
he's got a weasel voice.
He might look a little rough coming out. We'll see if he ever makes it out. God.
He looks like Lisa.
All right, let's talk Gabby and Chris. The walkabout.
She's got crazy fucking eyes, though. She looks like she would choke you out.
She does, for sure. I loved the stroll Gabby took with the brother, just walking around the city.
She acts like she's some tough bitch, but she's actually a desperate person seeking out the brother she's never met to hound him about the prison brother who's stuck in jail.
And I also thought, like, wouldn't you want to impress the brother? That's what you're going to wear.
You look like shit. I know. I thought the same thing.
And walking around the city, you can't put on like a cute, like even a matching jogger suit or something better. Right.
I know. Right. I thought the same exact thing. I was like, I better get dressed up for Tyler. He's going to leave me. This is what I look like. I better get it together. Seriously. I really thought that. I was like seeing a mirror of myself. So you don't have any kids. Fucking take a shower. Put your tits up so that this brother goes and tells his brother, exactly. Oh, I wanted to fuck your girlfriend, your fiance. Right. Instead, he looks sad. He's going to go report, like, dump this broad.
She's wanting to fight with mom.
I thought the same thing. I mean, it's not all about looks, but sometimes it fucking is.
I do think it's about your first impression, right? Like, meeting his brother for the first time. It's not like you don't have to look like a supermodel. I'm just saying, like, make it look like
I could have done better. I would have gone farther in life
to get coffee. You know what I mean?
If I got dressed for work, honestly, if I slutted it up a little bit more, I would have gone further in corporate America.
I know.
But it's exhausting after a while. Even without children, I look like a fucking slob. I mean, even when I was waiting tables, the manager used to tell me to go home and iron my apron. And then he's like, come back to work. It's like, fuck. But I'd have to use like starch, like spray starch. I had to learn how. It's like, this is not worth the $100 of a night at Carrabba's. Okay, deal with it.
Iron, I hate.
And you come back super baked, and you fuck the whole job up anyway. God, I was the worst waitress you'd ever have.
I would have loved to have been at a table served by you.
Yeah, right. I know. Serving, working in a restaurant was one of the funnest days of my life. I wouldn't want to go back now because it's hard work, but.
Yeah,
it's wild the people you work with,
right?
It's crazy.
Anytime you're with the general public or working with the general public, it's wild.
It is. And people and their food. God, it's crazy. God. The brother, though, Gabby? Does he look like the brother? Do they look alike? I can't even picture the brother. Looks like Flavor Flav or something. I mean, she's talking to him.
He did look like someone to me, and I couldn't place it. I don't even know what Chris looks like, to be honest.
I don't either. Yeah.
The thing that's like the thorough thread of like how she operates is like she literally believes that like she is the greatest thing in the world and everybody should bat at, like, as she's talking about the mom, then she's like, I mean, his mom's gonna respect me regardless. It's like, why regardless? Why you have to earn respect? What are you talking about? Like, she's very entitled. It's wild.
I'm gonna ruin it for you, honey. Sorry.
Everybody's gonna be kissing my ass at the end of the day. That's what she said. It's like, what?
Who says that? Who thinks like that? People are sick.
My favorite part, honestly, was them just walking. They were like, all right, well, you have a good day. All right, you too. And they just split. And like, he kept strolling. I was like, what?
Like, she just bought a bag of weed from him or something. Yes. I don't know.
Like, they just did a drug deal. Oh, God. Gabby's a piece
of work. Thinking about my alleyway bias and how in some parts of the country, people are still doing that and risking their life for marijuana.
I think I'll tell my kid, you know, I'll tell the old stories where you're like, I mean, you had to want it. You had to know somebody. You had to figure it out. You had to deal with very sketchy people at times.
Right.
And like, it was a mission, you know, and now it's just, it was the country.
Now it's easy. Fucking loser kids. I know.
I don't know.
This one guy, I remember the dick pic guy, he used to have his daughter with him in the car. I was thinking about that. And then today I was thinking, wow, I must have been a really trustworthy person. He did the drop with me. I was probably a beloved VIP client.
He was untrustworthy and driving his kid around for weed deals. One or the other.
Daddy's got to make a buck. I saw him out in the wild, though, a few years ago at the beach with his whole family. It was a wild thing to see.
Yeah, yeah. Anything else on Gabby?
Now they're out of business. No, she's so unlikable. Yeah. Like, Indy's mentally ill, but I'd much rather, would you rather be stuck on a deserted island with Indy or Gabby?
Because I would Gabby like, tell her I was
annoying as fuck after a while, right?
I think Indy, you could run a scheme on her. You tell her you're like psychic or you have abilities. She would just follow you into the forest. Like, Gabby.
You're Indy. I made a raft. You got to go try
Gabby
to.
Gabby would do nothing. Yeah. Like,
yeah, Gabby would spirit. Sit on her ass and do nothing, yeah. complain the whole time. Yes. If you were naked and afraid, Indy would be the best person on Naked and Afraid. Well, Gabby's one of those women. Some of the people that go on Naked and Afraid, they lose it.
They can't hang.
That's the worst show to go on.
I think so. Because you're naked. That makes it the worst part, I think. Not having clothes does something to your psyche, and especially if you're in the wild.
And being hungry. Cool. Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
I mean, they almost die on that show for no money. It's so dumb. That's the dumbest Crazy. Show on the planet. It was great when it was on, but
I think it's still on.
Yeah, I'm sure it is. I just don't know how people sign up for that torture. In other words, I guess Lamar Odom, he's lighting up the world on Celebrity Big Brother.
Oh. Is he?
People on Twitter just googled Celebrity Big Brother. Every single tweet is about Lamar and how he's cracking every single person up.
Oh God!
But
well, good for him. All right.
Yeah, yeah. He's a sweet
the only thing.
Guy. Sweet
I have
big
to
guy.
Say about Max is that he mentioned. Oh. I didn't even watch it. I fast forwarded through it. But he called himself a former Division I football recruit. Which like not like a player, just a recruit. Like he was
he didn't recruited. Make the mental background,
mental check.
That is sad. He's almost like a sad athlete who's never gonna. That's wrong with him. Yeah,
broken dreams about him. Yeah.
There is. His head got smashed in a couple too many times. Oh,
you know what I wanted to bring up for the record for us being on the right side of history.
Uh-huh.
The freaking 90 Day Fiance guy that we refuse to talk about.
Yeah.
Who's now like in jail prison. For 10 mm-hmm. years.
It should probably be Danny from Adopting Adults.
He's next. He's 100% next.
There's no way, right? Everyone go on our Patreon if you love us.
Please.
Because Adopting Adults
blows
away Love After Lockup. Blows away 90 Day Fiance. I mean, it's unbelievable. I don't know how they found television. These freaks. These freaking nut jobs.
It's something.
What did he say? The what's his name? The guy, the one, the failing athlete. What's his name?
Max.
He was on the phone with the girl. I watched it, and he goes, "My friends think you're 400 pounds." He's such an asshole.
God, what a dick! Oh, he's the worst.
But they were trying to get on electric scooters. He couldn't scoot. He's a loser. You can't play football and you can't scoot. You're a loser.
What's Cruella DeVille's name?
Oh my God. I almost forgot all about her. Holy shit. Don't
Haley?
Know. Don't care. I think it's Haley.
I think Haley.
Okay. She looks like a little Haley. See, that's who you think Eminem's kid would turn out to be, but
yes.
Eminem actually seems to have raised a somewhat logical child.
Right, right, right. That's a good comparison. so he.
Doing the Lord's work.
He paid money that was owed for the old girlfriend or something, and he paid it off.
Paying off her debts.
Ooh.
And then, so the lawyer really being a nice
lawyer.
Dad to
I know.
The
what is
Haley.
This?
I don't feel like he wants to bang her. It feels like he's actually just doing a favor for her.
Maybe adopting an adult season two. No, I'm just kidding. But yeah, I know. It's very nice what he's doing. Very nice. She was.
He says, like, I think that's about
upset.
The summary of it.
Yeah.
It seems like she did realize it too. Hopefully, it sinks in for good.
I think so. It did
and
seem
he can't
that way.
Weasel his way out of it.
Right.
She's
right.
A sweet little thing. I honestly think she should work it out with the dad, but I guess he's a cheat, dirty dick cheat. But he seems they look all crazy together, but he seems like a nice guy. The ex
stand up guy. The way this show shifts, like your parameters of like what's acceptable in terms of people and relationships and behaviors is great.
I love seeing this lawyer though. He really went the extra mile for his client, and Buzz saved the day.
He reminds me of Richard Dreyfuss. I don't know why. I get Richard Dreyfuss vibes from him.
he reminds, God, I wish I could think of who it was.
Yeah.
He reminds me of the boss from Christmas Vacation, who they brought, oh, who okay. robbed everyone.
That's even better. Yes, that is
that voice.
Exactly who he reminds yeah. me of. Yeah, that's great. All right, guys, guess what? We'll be back, as Justine said, adopting adults, Patreon, adults adopting adults. It's sick.
Oh, come check Pammy us out. And Tommy.
Pammy will be Tommy's talking that. Away. Yep.
It's all happening. Oh, and just like that, it's a full plate.
And just like that. Yeah,
if you
yeah.
want to support us, pop on over. We would really appreciate it.
Love you.